Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, so today I'm going to be talking about the Lake District, which is probably the most, like, it has the most beautiful scenery I've seen across Wales, England, and Scotland. I think the Lake District, it's probably the most beautiful place in the UK. I don't know. I haven't been to Northern Ireland yet, so who knows. But anyway, so last episode was about Alton Towers Theme Park. And actually, I forgot to mention something about that. All of the rides that I went on, I don't find... They're sort of scary rides, you know, big rides, very fast, very loud, lots of people screaming on them. And I don't find them scary at all. I've been on them all before. And, you know, just like, oh, I'm used to them now, not scary. And this one ride I mentioned called Oblivion, that you sort of just get on it and it goes up and up and up and, like, you know, quite high, and then you hang over the edge. Like, it's a vertical drop, completely vertical, straight down, and you hang over the edge for a second or two, and then it just drops like that, and it drops down into this, like, dark hole and goes underground. It's quite high. I got on this ride thinking, it's just Oblivion, you know, I've been on it like, I don't know, 10 times or more in the past. I got on it and I was looking around and people were looking a bit nervous. And I was thinking, I don't know why you're nervous, it's completely fine, this ride. And we started to climb upwards at about like 45 degree angle, so quite steep. And slowly climbing up, and you know, you feel like you're in a rocket, like going to take off, like you're really leaning back far in your seat. And I was just looking around and admiring the view, because it's in a nice place. It's sort of a, like in the countryside, Alton Towers is. When we got to the very top, you're really high up. You're like the highest point in the whole theme park. And you can see around, like, full 360 degree view, you know, just like a nice English countryside, and it was a sunny day. I was just admiring the view, like looking around, isn't this nice? And there were some people next to me, and they didn't look like they were enjoying it as much as I was enjoying it. They looked quite terrified. And then I was in the very front row, the front seat, and then all of a sudden it's going along, and it just like looks over the edge a bit. It like drops over the edge just a tiny bit and then stops there. And I looked down at this hole that I was going to fall into. And then I thought, oh my God, this is actually quite scary. It's like I hadn't ridden it for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And I'd forgotten that it looked scary. And I thought, I don't want to do this. And then as soon as I thought that, it's like the ride just goes and you're just going whoosh, straight down the tunnel. It really pulls your stomach. It feels like your stomach is left behind somewhere and like the rest of your body is traveling. Really quite violent, that ride. But But yeah, I really enjoyed it, despite being scared of it. But I didn't tell my girlfriend I was scared. I just said it was a really good, fun, that ride. You should have gone on it. That's what I said. Anyway, I'm not talking about Alton Towers again today. I am talking about the Lake District. So let's get on to that. I think I mentioned before that I hired a car over the period that my girlfriend was here. And this was when I used the car the most. It's about 3.5 or 4 hours or something from Birmingham to the Lake District. So it's a bit of a drive. But it seemed to go by really quickly on the way travelling up. But when we came back, it seemed to take a long time. I don't know why, but going there went quickly. I think you're excited, aren't you, to go somewhere new and try something different, to go on holiday. So maybe the journey there just feels like it's going quicker. But anyway, if you get the chance to drive a car in England and you get the chance to drive it in the Lake District, oh, and also it's a manual car, I think it will really test your ability to drive a car, because it is, I remember going to the Peak District, which is a bit different, but I went to the Peak District and the roads are quite similar to the Lake District roads. So they are country roads. Sometimes you can only get like one car along the road. Sometimes you can get two cars, but it's really tight and you sort of have to squeeze into a bush so that both cars can pass each other. And there's hills all the time, and you're using your gears all the time. And I remember going to the Peak District when I'd not long started driving, and I found it so hard, so difficult, like choosing the right gears and changing at the right time, and it was a real challenge. So yeah, I think if you do get the opportunity to do any driving up in the Lake District in a manual car, it will be a good test. It'll be a good challenge for you. But I'm quite used to driving now, so it was okay. It was not a problem. But it's tiring. I mean, compared to the driving, like the way there, most of the way there is just motorway. So and I had cruise control on the car, so I didn't have to use my feet much. Just let the car set its own speed and maintain its own speed. So that was like nice, sort of relaxing driving, I guess. But then in the Lake District, you have to think a lot, always thinking and concentrating hard to drive your car. So actually, I was pretty tired most days when I was up in the Lake District, just because of all the driving I was doing. Anyway, the place that we stayed at was like an Airbnb room, and it was an apartment, and it was very nice. It was like very well decorated, and it was a nice view from the window, and yeah, it's a nice place. But that place was in Bowness on Windermere. And so we arrived, found where the apartment was, managed to park the car nearby, and then headed down to see Windermere Lake. And when I got there, I realized that I'd forgotten how nice the Lake District was, because it has been a while since I went there last time, and I was just looking at like just how nice it looks, like the lakes, and then you've got these like mountains behind them, and all of the buildings are like traditional old like English buildings in like small towns, and it's such a nice place. If ever you get the chance to visit, then I do recommend going, because it's really nice. And we had some time to kill, so we wanted to pass the time until we could check in to our apartment. And so we hired a boat and went out on Windermere Lake. And it was an electric boat, so I thought it was going to be like lovely and quiet. And it wasn't. It was really loud. It was like as loud as a normal like petrol boat would be. And so that was a bit disappointing. But when you turned the engine off, it was silent, and that was nice. So you could just like go out on this big lake and then turn the engine off, and the boat was just like gently bobbing up and down, floating up and down on the sort of like the waves, I guess, or like waves on the lake, because the lake's so big. And you can listen to the sound of the water. And it was just really nice and really relaxing. But actually, it was a little bit scary. I mean, normally, if I hire a boat, I go out on a canal in England. And canals, like if you sink in a canal, I think you can probably stand up. And the edge is always like, I don't know, like a meter away from you, even if you sink. So then they're not that scary. But this was a big lake. I mean, it was huge. And we were stuck right in the middle of it. And you sort of think about all the water beneath you and like how deep it is. And like, what happens if the boat just suddenly like breaks and snaps and it just goes straight down? And it's a bit scary. but nothing like that happened. We were perfectly safe. So we went back to our room, you know, checked in, I suppose, and unpacked a few things. And then I think we went to a pub afterwards. You've got to go to a pub. It's England, haven't you? You know, that's what it's all about. Went to some nice pub and had a very nice meal. Traditional, like, Lake District sort of meal, I think. I've only had this in the Lake District, actually. I have this sausage. It was like sausage and mash. So sausage and mashed potatoes with some, I think, asparagus and some carrots and some gravy. It's really nice, very rich gravy. And it's a Cumberland sausage. And it's like, it's round. It sort of looks like, Spanish sausages are sometimes like round, like curved. Like, like a round sausage. But there's a lot of it. It's like too much for me to eat. But it was really nice. It was actually, I think it was the nicest sausage and mash I'd ever had from that particular pub. In the Lake District, in Windermere, Bowness on Windermere. I think I'm actually going to leave this episode here and continue it next time in the next podcast episode, because I'm writing all of the transcripts by hand, and the longer the episodes are, the longer it takes me to finish the transcripts. So, yeah, I think I'm going to just leave it here and then it won't take me so long to do the transcripts. I think, but it takes me ages to do them, even for 10-minute long episodes. It must take, I don't know, about half an hour or something. I've never timed myself, but I'm so, like, careful checking all the words on the transcripts. And, like, sometimes I add extra words if it doesn't quite make sense, or just to help people understand what I'm saying. Let's end it here. I'm going to have to write all this down that I'm saying now in a transcript as well. I don't know if you know, but like, if you've ever had to transcribe, if you've ever had to turn like something that you're saying into text, it's like you can see it differently. Sort of like when you listen to yourself again, when you listen to a recording of yourself. But when it's in text, it's even worse. When it's in text, I'm reading it back and I'm thinking, oh my God, why did I explain it like that? I should have said this, or I should have said that, or this English doesn't seem quite right to me. But like when you write something, you have so much time. You know, you can take your time and really get it perfect and everything. But when you're just talking, it's completely different. What am I talking about now? Nothing to do with the Lake District anyway. So yeah. I'll definitely end it here now. So until the next episode, I hope you all have a very, very lovely day. Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review.
It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.